A big-time matchup in the AAC, not the ACC, but the AAC. SMU, number 15, at Memphis, number 24. This is going to be a prime-time 7:30 p.m. game on ABC. The Mustangs, 8-0 for the first time since the Pony Express all the way back in 1982. Lance McElhaney, Eric Dickerson, Craig James, they were running that split back veer back then in the old Southwest Conference when it truly was the Wild, Wild West. Memphis 7-1, their only loss to Temple. Now, Memphis has never reached the heights as SMU had back before they got the death penalty, but it's been a solid program the last several years. Both these teams, close wins last week. SMU, they hung on to beat Houston 34-31. Memphis, they could have had their second loss easily last week, but Tulsa missed a 29-yard field goal as time expired. You know, Mike, I look at this, maybe both of these teams were looking ahead to tomorrow night.
No doubt, I agree. They were looking ahead, and Memphis, frankly, gets lucky. Even in college, a 29-yard field goal, that's a chip shot. But it's a huge week for both of these teams because ESPN's game day is going to be in Memphis. That's very rare. I don't even know if it's ever happened. SMU offense, they've been in top gear every week. Coach, they've covered 7 of their 8 games, and the over is 7-0-1 in the SMU games this year, so the offense is really running on all cylinders. The winner of this game is going to have the edge in the AAC West, but it doesn't guarantee the winner that division title because Navy is right there too. This conference, without question, is very underrated. You have Cincinnati, UCF, SMU, Memphis and Navy, they're all quality teams. Memphis is favored by 5.5 or 6. Historically, 5 and 5.5 are not good numbers for the favorite. Odds makers think this is going to be high scoring. The total is 71-72. They're expecting a track meet and a shootout. I think it's a little too many points. I might play the under here, but whether I play the game or pass, this game is definitely worth a watch.